The federal task force was ambushed in the mining district southeast of Patagonia yesterday. Several members have been wounded. Romer, Cole, JD. The rest had minor wounds. They are at the Fort Huacocha Army Hospital. All should recover. Several outlaws were killed. They took several of their wounded with them to Mexico. Romer thinks they were with old man Clanton. Sean.
What is it?
Damn it, they attacked the force. It sounds like they were up in the Live Oak Country east of Patagonia. According to Sean, several were wounded, but all of them should recover.
Sean sent that?
He's a good man. He says our crew killed several of the ambushers. He thinks old man Clanton was responsible for the ambush.
What now?
I need to go back down there and get things straight.
I imagined you'd say that. But you aren't 100% yet.
Marge, I have to get there. I'm sorry to leave you, but the force is mine and those men are mine. I may have to raise a few more men. Clanton, if he's the one who ambushed him, will pay.
I've lost two men in my life. I don't want to lose you, Chet Burns, but I do understand that tiger inside you. I've seen you go to great lengths to solve crimes and bring criminals to justice. For God's sake, though, for the baby and me, please be careful.
Don't worry, I will.
That night, he slept most of the way downhill off the mountain, rocking in the stage facing the back. A few times, the bounce was rough enough to bring him awake. A glance out at the moonlit silver night, and he closed his eyes. There were cigarros out there, and the night had grown warmer. They'd spill out soon on the desert floor. He'd gotten off and emptied his bladder at Bumblebee. The Tucson stage was supposed to carry them on after they got to Hayden's Ferry. He and Jesus talked about getting some food from a street vendor and going right on. No one shared the coach that night, so they had no competition for the seats. No telling what was waiting for them down south. The sun was up when they shifted their things to the new line. Jesus ran off to buy some food. The stage office man served him some coffee.
You and your bunch are serious customers. Put your money away. You and your men do more good for this territory than any men I know.
Thanks.
Jesus handed him a tortilla-wrapped meal and took the coffee Chet handed him.
Thanks for the coffee.
That was him.
Oh, thank you.
We're all grateful.
You must feel better.
Tell me that tomorrow.
Does your shoulder still hurt?
Not much. I get jarred on that side. I damn sure know it's there.
Let's load up!
The driver stood at the door. He lifted his hat and scratched his long, gray, unkempt hair. They finished their coffee, food wrap in hand, made their way out. A day later, they swept into Tombstone and then made the 15 miles up to Huachuca City. It was near 10 o'clock by the time they found rooms in the hotel and hired a taxi to take them to the Fort Hospital. It was cooler up in the canyon. In the moonlight, Chet could make out tall cottonwoods and a row of officers' houses lined around a large parade field. The taxi man let them out at the hospital.
Wait, we'll need to go back.
There, seated on nail kegs, were Romer with his head bandaged, JD with an arm in a sling, and Cole, all of them playing cards with the officer in charge.
Hellfire, the boss caught us!
They folded up their cards.
Sit down, boss, and I'll catch you up on how we got banged up. Bunch of outlaws have begun raiding ranches down here. I had all hands out questioning folks about what they knew. We were thinking they came out of Mexico. They were vicious and moving fast. They cut a small boy's ear off in one raid, for no reason but that they were simply damn mean. It pissed off every man in the outfit, and that sumbitch is now dead. We made sure of that. They used this same route to go over the border several times, so we wanted to set up and ambush them, but it turned out like Skeleton Canyon did. They must have had us watched. We rode into a trap.
All hell broke loose.
JD shook his bandaged head.
But they'd struck the wrong guys. We laid down some rifle fire and discovered that the only weapons most of them had were cap and ball pistols. We knew all about those guns from New Mexico. We spread out and they began to pull back. We were killing anyone who showed himself. Sean was bringing his ammo from the pack horses. I'd look up and he'd be back with three boxes of cartridges and then he'd be gone again for more. How he went back and forth unscathed, I'll never know. But he let us shoot and we kept them pinned down and killed any of them that tried to move. There was so much gun smoke in that canyon, you couldn't breathe.
Well, after a couple of hours, their reserves arrived. But we dug in and we shot several of them before they got most of the bodies out. They didn't want to fight us. They'd rather grab a corpse and run like hell.
Why did they take the dead man, Cole?
Well, we figured it was so we couldn't trace him back to the old man's ranch.
Are all of you recovering okay?
Hell yes. The three brothers were only scratched, so they went home. Let me tell you, if we ever get in another ambush, I want these guys with me. Chet, they never took a breath, had loaded rifles, and were returning fire. We soon learned our raiders were mostly armed with old pistols. That was the difference. Those 44-40 Winchesters were great.
Those three brothers fought like fierce tigers. They went around their west flank levering rifles and mowing them down. They had no fear.
I wanted to shout at them to get down. They cleared out the west side of the canyon, only got scratches. But the others were dug in on the east side, and they weren't going to be drove out that easy. Then the damn reserves came, and they were shooting up everything. Luckily, they had mostly cap and ball pistols, too. It was obvious they wanted the bodies, so we used them for bait. That worked till sundown, then we let them have the rest. Sean fed us, and he sent a boy to the fort for medical help. And the army got to us right after sundown.
They're a great bunch of guys.
I think so, too.
The officer shook his head.
We wish we'd been down there to help them.
I know about the rules. That's why we're here.
I could put you up in a guest house.
We rented a hotel room.
Well, have your man go get your luggage. You two can sleep in nice beds tonight.
I'll go get him.
When you come back, my guard will show you where to go.
Chet gave Jesus some money for the taxi, and he nodded thanks, then left to get their things.